I got a couple testimonies I want to share. I was recording earlier, and I moved that. It'll be a little bump. But yeah, I was recording earlier today. We did the previous episode of this, and there's a lot of just preaching stuff, and I want to put these testimonies on there. One was from yesterday, one was from today. This guy today, we were driving, Maggie and I went to the store, and we were driving home, and there was this guy that spun out on the side of the road, and he was stuck. He looked like he was stuck up on the curb in his car, and we pulled around. I was like, Maggie, I think I can pull him right out of there. I think I got a tow strap. She's like, okay, and so we pulled around. I parked, and I start talking to him, and he's like, he smoked a fire extinguisher. I'm surprised the thing didn't just, like, you know, blow up and there's water going everywhere. And anyways, I pull out the tow strap. We get all hooked up. But he had some buddies coming. And then they actually ended up, we hooked the tow strap to them. So we didn't use my truck. We used, you know, their vehicle. And they got him pulled off of there and whatever. And then he had like five buddies there. And then this other guy that I knew that I went to high school with, he showed up, you know, and I hadn't seen him in a couple years. And I was like, dude, what's up, you know? But then before leaving, I went up to the guy who's a college kid. It was all his college friends. And then there's one older guy, the guy I went to school with. He's probably 25. So there's like seven people out there, maybe six, seven people. And I was just like, man, this might seem kind of weird. You know, God really put it on my heart to, and it was funny too, because Maggie gave me a, I'll say this, I went back into the truck briefly to grab the tow strap, and Maggie handed me a invite for church before we hooked his vehicle up with the tow strap. She's like, hey, you should invite these guys to church. And I was like, yeah, thank you. And I was like, I'll think about it. So I went back out there, we hooked up the tow strap, got him pulled out or whatever. And the Lord told me, you know, he's like, don't do that. He's like, just sow seed. And it was on my heart, you know, and it wasn't even, was it God telling me to do it? Totally. But was it just, could it have been done a bunch of different ways? Yeah. But I don't know why I'm focusing on that. But anyways, I felt like I should give the guy $100. So I gave him $100 and, I pulled out the cash and I was like, man, I just felt like the Lord wanted me to give this to you. I'm like, Jesus loves you, man. Like, this will cost some money to get fixed. And I just think, like, you're really on God's heart. And I just wanted to help out with this. And that was it. And all these guys are standing there like, what is up? This guy's weird, you know? And he's like, man, let me give you my phone number. I'll help pay you back. I was like, no, man, like, it's Jesus, man. Like, he loves you, man. Like, you don't have to pay me back. I want to do this. And then we left, you know, and I didn't invite him to church or anything. And yeah, it was just totally the Lord. Like, I know that's what God wanted me to do in that situation. There's so many different ways we can love people, and every situation's unique, and God will lead us in that. Do we have to give everybody broke down on the side of the road $100 or give people money? No, that's not it at all. And I think this is what I was getting at earlier. There might have been five other right ways to go about that situation. You know, like, loving ways to go about that, where, like, I'm loving that guy with the love of God through me. I'm stepping out, you know. Like, I could have prayed for him. I could have shared a prophetic word with him. There could have been several other things that would have been totally from God there. I think that's what I want to highlight. So it's not just, there's one way of going about it in every situation. But I think God just, he speaks to us when we're there, you know, and he knows the person involved. He knows us, and he knows, you know, what's going to be fruitful, and he wants to lead us in those situations, and it's cool, you know. One thing that I think is cool too about Maggie, like, she'll invite people to church a lot. And, like, I've never done that, you know? I've always been more so on the side of, like, man, I'm going to pray. I'm going to lay hands on the sick. Like, I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to give them Jesus right now and power, you know. And I'm never going to invite people to church. But she'll invite people to church all the time. So right away, we start dating. And I'm thinking she's out of her mind. Like, Jesus wasn't inviting people to church. Jesus was going and healing the sick, you know. That's what's going on in my head. But you can talk to like 12 different people at our church that are there, and they've been there for a while because Maggie invited them to church. And God's rocked their world in one way or another. So I'm not right about everything. And her and I are a good team. And that's a good thing. So, yeah, she has gotten me to invite a lot more people to church, I think, and not just praying for them. And vice versa, she'll just go lay hands on people in the nurse's office. She's a LPN at a clinic here in town, and she's done a lot of stuff that is not stuff you're supposed to do as a nurse in a public hospital or clinic setting. And it's so cool, though, to hear the stories. Like, man, she'll just, yeah, it's so awesome. God just loves people. And yesterday, this is just a short one, there was a bunch of people in wheelchairs. Like, I could not have prayed for them all. We went to this big Christmas light thing in Duluth. And I was kind of just walking around. And this is our date night, you know? So, like, I'm not going to go lay hands on every single person, you know? I don't even know if I'd do that by myself, but, you know, I'm not, I'm very aware of my lady in this situation, you know, and it's like, I love her, and like, I'm spending time with her, so I didn't want to pray for a bunch of people, you know, but yeah, there was this couple. We were walking around and looking at all the Christmas lights, and there was this one couple, they were just stopped and just sitting there, and I knew, I was like, yeah, like, these are the people, and I was like, hey, can I ask what happened to your foot? And she's like, this and that. I'm like, can I pray for you? Jesus loves you. I see God heal people. Like, she's like, yeah. So we prayed for a foot quick, and that was it. So it was cool. Did anything change? I have no idea. But word of God doesn't return void. And we were speaking the word, and we were speaking healing over that foot. So whether anything changed in that moment or not, that's, yeah. We're sowing. So, anyways, I think that's all I got. A couple little things. God bless you guys.